Hello and welcome to the Pig and Whistle Tales from Azeroth. As always here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go for a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. So grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy. This midweek episode, we'll be going over the forums once again, and we'll be looking at a couple of things that I've picked out. One of them is very short, but I'll see if I can... I'll see if we need to go on to others, but I'm very curious as to how people would think about this one. I do want to put a small disclaimer. If you hear my voice being a bit weird, croaky, anything like that, I have not been well the past week, ish. So yeah, I'm still recovering and on the very end of that. So apologies if that is a bit of an annoyance to you all, but let's get straight into it. So this forum post essentially is going over hardcore World of Warcraft, and it's saying reverse deaths from Blizzard-sided bugs and player griefing. Now this one's good. Falling through the world, flight path despawn on you, reversal on your death. Okay, that's... I can kind of understand the argument there. Player tricked you into PvP by mind-controlling a quest mob. Player summons a high-level monster that instantly aggroes onto you and kills you. Reversal on your death. Hardcore mode must have exception if the spirit of the mode is violated. I don't know what he means by this, but I'm guessing that people can violate the spirit of hardcore WoW, and he doesn't like the idea of it. So let's get into the first ones. Falling through the world and flight paths despawn. They are shit. Now, if you are on a high level character, you can use stuff that is a limited invulnerability potion. You can use bop. You can use slowfall, levitate, ice block. You can use hunters don't really have anything, do they? Warriors can charge something if they're lucky and they fall on top of something. Rogues have featherfall, so they might just survive. Druids can go into cat form. There's a few things that you could do to potentially keep yourself alive, but I do understand the annoyance of this. But at the same time, this is a nearly 20-year-old game, and there have always been bugs in World of Warcraft. There has always been bugs in World of Warcraft, dating all the way back to Classic. And we know that Classic has a lot of bugs because we played Classic back in 2019 and 2020. A lot of the bugs were discovered, you know, the flight path despawning and stuff, and there is ways to not have it, like, happen to you. We know so many of these things, and we know that a lot of the things that cause, like, falling through the world is bad pathing from fears, bad, like, anything that makes you lose control of your character. It usually ends up with a potential of going under the world. And there's spots in, like, Stormwind where you can get through the world and get underneath Stormwind City. Same with Orgrimmar. You know, same with many places in Classic World of Warcraft. So, nothing new in terms of exploiting the game or, you know, breaking the game, essentially, as it were. But I do think it's one of them things you kind of just have to suck up. I do understand that it can be an annoyance for people to die in that regard. But it's one of them things where you have to look at it and be like, okay, well, GG, go next. There's nothing I can really do. I died to a bug. I believe that I can do this. If that's the end of your hardcore journey, it's the end. So be it. It's quite a funny end to your hardcore journey, if anything. Instead of turning it into a sad thing, turn it into something that's actually quite funny. And you can look back on and be like, yeah, okay, that's quite an entertaining story, actually. I fought so many undead, I fought so many Scourge, I fought so many Drakari, you know, I fought so many mobs. In the end, a flight path griffin killed me because he just dropped me, you know, it is what it is. You know, you can turn it into something like that. It's one of them things. And yes, it's shit. Some people might view it as more shit than, like, others, but it's one of the things you just got to suck up and deal with, to be honest, more so than anything. And it is what it is. Now, this one, though, if you are stupid enough to get tricked by this, then no, you do not deserve to get your character back. player tricked you into PvP by mind controlling a quest mob? No. Because, now, firstly, the priest, or, excuse me, whoever is mind controlling this mob, either has to be very close or within range. They would have had to have been line of sight of the target. So as you're running up to the target, you most likely can see them. Now, if you cannot, and you are that blind, then that's on you, I'm afraid. Now, there is something where, like, the Infernals can kill you if you spawn them as a Warlock, a high-level mob. Was there an... Yeah, I'm pretty sure an Infernal could kill someone. At the same time, it's an hour cooldown, and you've got to be pretty unlucky to get griefed by a Warlock. And the thing is, they're not going to reverse the death, but they are very good at actually banning the people who grief. So there was someone who famously said, "Did you know that Numlock opens all your bags at once?" And someone ran off of a Zeppelin and fell to their death. Amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And I think within like 30 minutes, that guy got banned, which I'm not going to lie, I don't really think is a griefing in the slightest. I just think it's a laugh. And I think people need to get a bit more... They need to chill out a bit more, essentially. Because the character was only like level 10 that he killed. But, you know, it is what it is. But no, I don't believe that if you are stupid enough to attack a quest mob that has a horde symbol on it, and you yourself are a low-level alliance character and then get killed by a horde after, I don't think you deserve to be getting your character back. In terms of hardcore being the spirit of it being violated, a lot of people are saying that it's the hardcore or the classic, you know, community isn't there anymore, and, you know, it's not like, oh my god, have a buff. You know, there's other forum posts that are saying like, oh, I see people charging 70 silver for buffs, and it's like, I mean, yeah, if you're going to make money out of it, may as well sell your buffs. Like, Christ, everyone's wanting buffs so that they don't die. There are people who aren't as good at the game as certain people, so they need more buffs. They might actually pay for these buffs. You know, that kind of deal. And it's people complaining because it's not going to be like 2004, when it won't be. People have become very good at the game. People have understood about the online community as a whole has changed drastically since 2004. There's very few people that don't know how toxic the online community is in any aspect of any game. You know, there is that toxicity, like, area essentially revolving around games, being online, etc., etc. So, like, I don't know where I'm going with that, I'm not going to lie. People just get so upset that the community isn't there anymore, when the only community that you actually see is the ones who are being loudmouths and being disrespectful and being dickheads, that kind of deal, because they're the ones that stand out in the crowd. Like, nowadays, you don't really see the ones who are very quiet, very much, like, very friendly, stuff like that. You only see the dickheads in the crowd now, essentially. And I think this guy is just not looking close enough. He might be one of the dickheads, because all his forum post was crying. Oh my god. He was just crying nonstop. I'll probably find it, like, in the next episode or two, and I'll, like, go back to it. But, oh my god, it was just ridiculous. It actually hurt. I physically couldn't read it because it hurt my brain too much. I'm still recovering from this illness, and it literally made my brain, like, throb because of how just... I could hear him through my monitor. It was that bad. I just don't get it. But look, Blizzard have been very vocal on this, and no one will ever get their characters back. No matter how dumb the death, no matter how stupid, all you can do is suck up the death and try and turn it into something that's funny. Like, if you fell off a griffin, you literally got killed by your own flight master. You didn't get killed by any mob, you got killed by a flight master. How fucking stupid is that? That's pretty good. That is still pretty good. But that is it for this episode. Thank you all very much for listening. Sorry it's a bit of a shorter one and not much light to it, but you can probably hear it in my voice. It isn't the greatest, so I'm still recovering. Hopefully I'll be all good by Friday's episode and, you know, we can crack on with it. But hey, let's see. Thank you all very much for listening once again. And go with Valor, friend. Goodbye, all.